Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders. That tells us one thing straight away. Anointing passes anointing. It means there is an anointing upon the elders that is higher than that of ordinary member of the church. Then in another place, the Bible says, covet earnestly the best gifts. That again tells us that some gifts are better than others. And then during the last Congress, we were talking about the double portion. That tells us that anointing can be in portions. We can go on and on to discuss this thing called anointing. It's a very mysterious thing, very special thing, something that could be measured, something that is precious. Incidentally, it is also something that can grow. I thank the Almighty God for the opportunities He had given you. And no matter how anointed you are now, I want to encourage you to ask for more. When we were younger, we appreciated the fact that anointing can be in degrees. Now, I will tell you just two stories. I'm sure by now you know your daddy is a storyteller, just like Jesus Christ. Young people like you went for an end-of-the-year program in the Riverine area. And as usual then, we just sleep wherever we can find accommodation. Believe it or not, when we go fishing in those days, even though we didn't call it by that name at that time, we sleep anywhere. My wife used to sleep in the kitchen. They finished cooking for the evening, spread mat on the floor, and they sleep. Believe it or not, when we had the program in Ilorin, in the death of Harmattan, and it was time to sleep, people were sleeping on the grass where we had the program. As for me, we were going around, I was going around in the night to to be sure everything is okay, everyone is well settled down. And I saw a young man who covered himself with planks. It was summertime, and he didn't bring any blanket. So, to keep the cold away, he covered himself with planks. In any case, so these children were in a riverine area, and mosquitoes were very many. And the mosquitoes were very hungry. So it was difficult for the young ones to fall asleep as they were slapping their ears, their hands, because of the mosquitoes. You know, the kind of mosquitoes that won't just bite you and go away. They announce that they are around. So after some time, there was this brother who said, "What's going on? Why are you people slapping yourselves? Can't you see the mosquitoes around? Can't you hear them?" And he said, "But the mosquitoes are not bothering me." "How can they not be bothering you?" Some of you probably heard the testimony before. I said, "What's the anointing for?" And they said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Come and watch." He stretched out his naked hand, and the mosquito zoomed in. And while the others were watching, the mosquitoes fell down one by one, dead. That's anointing. That's one level. And then, I'll give you another example. We went for such a program, and we're getting ready for Bible study in the classroom. And the brother was going to lead that particular class, was seated, getting ready to teach. And of course, he was praying. And one, shall we use the word, funny girl, came from behind him and laid two hands on him and said, "I claim you to be my husband." The next thing that happened, an unseen force carried the girl and threw her out of the window. The brother knew that somebody touched him, but when he turned around to see, the fellow was outside. That's anointing. I don't want you to come this year just to shout and jump and just pray in tongues. That's welcome. That's part of the program. But anointing is for individuals. Several people knew that God was about to do something special the day Elijah went to heaven. Only one fellow got double portion. One fellow. By the time you leave here this year, It really means business. Even mosquitoes should know that you've really had an encounter with God. Now stand on your feet. I'm going to pray for you. Then I will beg the organizers. I don't know what the program is like. But after I've prayed for you, they should give you at least 10 minutes. And I don't want to see a cameraman taking pictures at this time unless you are deaf. There's no anointing for taking pictures. No. Not the kind of anointing that I'm believing God for you. Because you are my children. God knows I love you deeply. That's why I'm here tonight. Thank you. But you should be clapping tomorrow. If by then, like I said, you've entered into that kind of intimacy with the Holy Spirit, that even mosquitoes we know. Even mosquitoes we know. I'm talking of the kind of anointing that you can say to the weather, this is what I want now. I'm busy for my Lord. When I finish, you can do what you like. But I'm busy now. Get out of my way. And the atmosphere will listen to you. You may say, oh, well, maybe when I get older, I will get that kind of, no. By the special grace of God, your father has been operating in this kind of anointing for at least more than 40 years. So there's no reason. Listen to me. This is not even the time for clapping. At this time of your life, you should be so hungry for the Almighty God that the only thing that will move you at all is the overflowing double portion of the Almighty. So I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to clear the way. I'm going to invite my daddy in heaven. So please, take a look at these young ones. If we were this many, some 40-something years ago, oh God, by now, the world should know that Jesus Christ is Lord. We were far, far less than 5% of those of you who are here. The world still is yet to know. But by the grace of God, we are at least in 190-something nations of the world. And we are still counting. And we are not tired yet. And so God is going to ask you, what will you do with that anointing if I give it to you? But at least my daddy can look down. And by his grace, according to what my son said, even if it's on the credit of my humble self and my wife, he It might release something to you tonight, if you are truly hungry for it. And so, my Father, my God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That our eyes can see this day. Thank you for what you've done for us in the past. Thank you because you are the unchangeable Lord. You have never changed. What you did yesterday, you can do today. You can even do far, far greater. But now please look at this, your children. And be merciful unto them. Remember your promise, my Father and my God. That blessed are those who do hunger and do thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Father, that is your promise. Fulfill it in Jesus' name. They are here now. I've told them what should be their focus. Father, as they cry unto you for superior, overflowing, double portion of anointing, release unto them. Don't let them come in vain. As they cry to you tonight, my Father, my God, before tomorrow morning, let there be evidence that they have met with you. And when you grant them that anointing, Lord, let them use it for your glory. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now go ahead, talk to God. You are free to ask Him for as much of the anointing as you want. Go ahead, you can begin to pray now.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.